Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend.
And we have a brand new guest with us today. We have Candace from Animal Control, and she is going to be talking about Dare to Lead
by Brené Brown.
So how about you tell us a little bit about the book?
So the book is mostly talking, well, the parts in the very beginning are talking about being vulnerable with your team and how to take that as into like a leadership role and how to be vulnerable with them but still be the leader. So it's a lot of pushing your own personal boundaries.
Yes.
To become a better leader for your team.
And is this, I have not read any Brené Brown books, so is this kind of like a tips and tricks of leadership or like a kind of self-help, like, but in the work capacity, or?
It's kind of a little both.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about, she studied psychology and things like that and has worked with like military and different groups. So she talks about how she had leaders who weren't great and how she used that to transform herself and these books into what she thinks that people would prefer to have and what like studies show. Okay. And things like that.
Yeah.
What made you decide to pick up the book?
So we have gone through two managers in the past since I've started in the last 2 years. And so now there's four supervisors and I'm one of the four. And so I'm trying to get the team to cohese and become what it needs to be before we get our brand new building. And we're going to get more staff. And so I want to have a very solid team before we even think about moving into a shelter that's like 3 or 4 times bigger than what we currently have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I need to get everyone kind of all together. And so I feel like I have to make myself better to make them better. And so I'm trying to start that.
Okay.
That's awesome and definitely a noble goal.
Yeah, I definitely think more people could be a little more introspective when it comes to positions of power, even in smaller roles. It's important to know more about yourself.
Exactly. Does she provide advice that you've been able to use yet?
I've written some of it down, actually. While I was reading, I would stop and take notes. And so one of them was that you cannot, how you are as a person is how you lead. So if you're not stable as a person in your own world, you can't lead a team to get them to follow you. So it talks about how you have to become very, like self-aware and know what you can and what your boundaries are and being vulnerable to go over your outside of your boundaries and get them to understand you to get them to follow you.
And I know she's written more than one book on vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a very, very specific definition of it, if I remember correctly, because vulnerability is such a difficult word for a lot of people to think about, especially mm-hmm. in a professional capacity. Does she talk about that a little bit?
She does. She talks about her own being vulnerable, and she talks about how in the very beginning, in like the introduction of the book, she's talking about how she was giving a talk and she was in a room with like very high up CEOs and different companies and like big companies, and how she was so unaware of what she was about to give a talk on and that she started realizing it like right before she went out there. And one of the other speakers was like, they're just people. They are just people just like you. They have been there. They've been embarrassed. They've been vulnerable. They've had hardships. They're just people. And so you need to take that and just realize that they are just people and they are no different than you.
That's really good advice too.
It is. Yeah. Especially when you are giving a talk or when you have a moment like that where you feel like you're in a room with people who are better than you somehow, remembering that they're also probably thinking the same thing or that they have before and they're also just completely normal people. You know, they go home, they take their pants off one leg at a time. I don't know, what's the saying?
Usually it's put them on one at a time.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're going home at the end of the day.
Yeah, sure. It's just the saucier version of the saying. But yeah, that seems like really good advice, just to ground yourself in the idea that leadership does not make you suddenly better than everyone else. It just means that you have to help more people.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. Didn't you take this with you on vacation?
I did.
That's brave. You went to vacation and you brought a book about leadership.
I did. And I was there it was a volunteer trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to another country to spay and neuter stray animals.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So the people would trap them or they mm-hmm. would just kind of live around their house and then they would just bring them in. And so it was just myself and a vet and we would work Monday through Friday, generally like 7:30 to 5, 6, 7, depending on how many surgeries we had that day. And we would just sit there and do that. And was very weird because she is a medical director at a spay neuter clinic in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole time I was working, but I'm on vacation. And then we would talk about work, and then I would go home and read more about work. So it was just, that's why my bosses started calling it my workcation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really sounds like it.
It does, yeah. You're talking about how you're working 7:30 to 5 on your yes. vacation.
But, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
It's good to be that passionate about what you are doing. I feel like animal control is a difficult role to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely.
A very necessary one, but a very difficult one.
Especially, I think, probably being a leader or a manager in animal control, because you're the one who has to make the decisions. So it's good that you're studying.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the hardest part is trying to get everyone to realize that you're not a bad person.
Yeah.
And you don't want to harm the animals. You mm-hmm. just have to do what you have to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of it, even not with employees, but even leadership in the community, is really, it's a struggle for people in the animal control world, even mm-hmm. outside of Baytown. So I feel like it's trying to get the community to cohese too mm-hmm. around the team of people and yeah. get everybody to function together.
I think a lot of times people have very unrealistic goals for animal control that they aren't willing or able to put into action. Like, they want a beautiful world where everyone is happy and every animal is saved, but...
Yeah, no animal is ever killed or...
Yeah, or hurt or sick, but sadly, you know, if you don't support that financially... It's impossible. And also, not just financially, but taking those roles in the community where you do step up and make sure that the situation never gets to that point. You know, like, making sure spay and neuter programs are started and all of that really, really helps. It must be a very hard role to have, but it's good that you're passionate, though. Like, the fact that you went on your vacation to do it some more. To do it some more, but somewhere else. Like, I think that's integral to, like, making a difference and actually building a team that feels like they're doing, like, a good thing.
Yeah.
How did you discover Brené Brown?
Actually, I was talking to her. I was talking to my ex, she works at NASA.
Oh, that's cool.
And so they do a lot of training on becoming a better leader, like, just growing and all kinds of things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I had been talking to her about work, because that's all I talk about. And... So she knows what the position I'm in and all the things that I do. And so she recommended the book. And she said she just read it because she became the lead of her team
oh, wow.
over the last year. So she kind of pushed me into that to read it because I was reading like a historical fiction, just a random book that I just found at Barnes & Noble. And she was like, you should read this I think you would enjoy it.
Had you read leadership books before?
Not really?
Does it feel relatable? I know sometimes books like that feel dry or like too worky, where you're just like kind of like, okay, I guess I'll try to like show vulnerability at work. Or does it feel like it gives you realistic steps that actually feel like they can work in real life?
It makes me feel like it's very realistic.
Okay.
In some parts of it, you're just kind of like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, I already do that.
Yeah.
And then parts of it, you're like, oh, that's really good. Mm-hmm. And like parts of the book, like I was like, I want to like print that out and like put it on my desk. Like to just
that's
to remind myself
phrase, yeah.
to do better every mm-hmm. day.
Do you think you would be interested in reading any more of her books?
Yeah. And a lot of times I listen to them on audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can do it. I can listen while I'm cooking or sitting on my couch, things like that. Or if I'm out running, or I can kind of listen to it mm-hmm. at the same time and multitask.
Okay.
Is the narrator good?
It's her, actually.
Oh!
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's awesome.
So I have her book, but I also did listen to parts of it on podcast or mm-hmm. audiobook.
Did you go check out like her? I know she gives TED Talks and she's done a lot.
Yeah. And I think they just released a Netflix special.
Oh, wow.
But I haven't had time really since I got back from vacation. I started working again.
A whole lot.
It was pre-podcast, but it was revealed that since you got back, it's just been work and then school about work.
Yes.
So you haven't had a lot of time for extracurricular work activities.
Correct. It's mostly just work.
Yeah. It's good work, though.
Yeah, it's rewarding.
Yeah.
What kind of person do you think should pick up the book?
I think anybody, really. Mm-hmm. It just, you could apply it to anything. You could apply it to your own family. You can apply it to school. You can apply it to your job. She's really relatable in the topics that she talks about. Even, she does talk about her own marriage, things like that, how she's used some of this to better herself. She's talked about her kids, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good perspective that even if you aren't in a leadership role at work, that there's probably some relationship in your life where you have power over someone else. And it's always good to remind yourself to take that in mind when you're making decisions and talking to people, even if it's just in your relationships and not at work.
Now, I do have to ask, what was the historical fiction book you were reading?
Yeah.
It was The Other Einstein.
Oh, okay. It was about Einstein's sister?
His wife.
Wife, okay.
Interesting.
I feel like I read the back of that book somewhere. So I knew it existed. It was on my radar, but I could not remember what it was about.
Do you recommend that one?
It's okay. It's a little slow in the beginning. It's a lot of dates and like...
Oh, yeah.
Like introducing them is like... It's about her past and when they met in school and things like that. So it's a lot of dates and like different countries and you kind of have to, you almost need a map to like track it out.
That's fair. Okay.
A lot of moving around. Mm-hmm. So you got a good spread on your vacation of books to read.
Yes. And it's a little grad school book mixed in.
Oh, grad school too. Of course.
So it was full of reading on the beach.
Hey, no better place to read.
Yeah, it's true. It kind of jazzes up any book you're reading if you're reading it on a beach.
Yes, for sure.
Are there any takeaways you want to give our listeners about the Brené Brown book? You could even do your grad school text.
Yeah. I mean, the most important thing is just to always try to better yourself. And that's, you don't want to be sedentary.
Yeah.
If you're just sitting still, you're not really doing anything for yourself or the people around you. So as long as you're trying to work on yourself and always do better.
Yeah.
I think then you always are going to do the right thing and be the responsible leader that you should be.
Yeah.
It seems like a pragmatic but optimistic look at leadership, which I feel like people should definitely look into.
To be real here, I feel like it's what we need right now.
yeah, like, it can never hurt to try harder.
All right, those are all the questions I have.
Yeah, like I said, very chill.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye!